Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So very happy to have you all join us. Our next guest, you recognize her when you see her, and that is Karen Papin, and she is chair of Metro. We know Metro has been a leader in making sure that it's keeping Houston moving. And today we are here to get an update from her about Metro Next and a lot of other topics. Karen, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Laura, so much.
Absolutely. And I know that the board out there is working so very hard and facing some unprecedented challenges. Well, let's start with the highlight of Metro Next and the bond that the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce supported, because we believed in making sure that Metro had the wherewithal to keep us moving and keep Houstonians working. So let's start with that.
Thank you. Well, we are in fact proceeding as quickly as we can, given the pandemic, with what we've all voted on for Metro Next. And of course, it was 500 miles of travel improvements in all sorts of different modes, a little more rail, a major investment in what's known as rail on rubber, bus rapid transit, which we call Metro Rapid, which operates exactly like rail, but is a third to one half of the cost, 75 miles of that. And then souped up HOV lanes, souped up max lanes for cars to get in from the suburbs, all sorts of vast enhancements to our bus surface and additional amenities for our underserved communities and our disabled communities. So we're moving forward with that. Of course, we've had a little bit of a setback in terms of being able to move with speed in the pandemic, but we've nonetheless been able to get a major start on the Metro Rapid in from the Northwest Transit Center on Katy Freeway into downtown. And then also a couple of what we call boost corridors, where we vastly enhance the bus service and make it speedier with various amenities. So we've been doing that, and we've maintained our consistent upgrades of bus stops and bus shelters for the disabled and elderly community to make them more accessible. And now that the pandemic is receding and the infrastructure bill is in Congress, hopefully to pass, I think we'll be able to get a whole lot done.
Well, and certainly at the forefront of innovation and taking a look at what is being done across the globe, what are some of the innovative things that Metro is doing?
Well, we pride ourselves on being innovative. Several years ago, when I came on the board again as chair, we started an Office of Innovation at Metro to research international innovations in transit and transportation. Los Angeles had an Office of Extraordinary Innovation. I like to say we have an Office of Innovation with extraordinary leadership. We have $1.5 million grant with AECOM and some others to actually pilot connecting to various of the rail lines. And so we're going to be working on that, and I have great hopes for that.
Well, and certainly we know as our demographics and the population in our great city continue to increase, we are going to become much more dependent on Metro and finding different ways to get to and from. But also we might imagine that given the fact that a lot of folks may be working from home and changing schedules, the options of a Metro rail and the variety of different forms of transportation will certainly play well into keeping us moving, keeping us going.
I personally don't foresee that there will be nothing going on downtown or nothing going on in the work centers. I think there are still going to be people traveling into work to business centers. However, that may be less than it has been in the past. And so we're just taking a look at what the trends are to make sure that what we use our bonding money for and federal money for as a match is still a good investment in light of trends that might have occurred in the pandemic. And we're going to be very careful about that and tailor it to what the current needs are.
Yes, and being very judicious with the spending and the investments that Metro is making. Any other comments before we close out?
No, just thank you so much. Thanks for your support of the bond. Because, as you know, $3.5 billion in bonding authority was granted to Metro toward a $7.5 billion program. So we're part of that involves a $3.5 billion federal match. And that is what we're very focused on right now with the infrastructure bill and with all our congressional leadership working toward getting this money for our area.
Let's continue supporting the work of Metro, because a city of this size soon, hopefully, will be the third largest in the country, will in fact need the infrastructure and the opportunity to partner with Metro and keep us all moving and going so that this economy remains strong. Karen, thanks for all you do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.